This two-story building is called the President's Cottage Museum in honor of all the presidents who have stayed here throughout the years. It was actually built by Louisiana plantation owner Stephen Henderson in the early 1800s as a summer getaway for his family. You'll likely recognize the name of Henderson's Louisiana property, Destrehan Plantation, right outside of New Orleans. Henderson decided to build the cottage as grandly as possible to show that Louisiana sugarcane profits were just as good, if not better, than tobacco and cotton money. He also enjoyed bringing his family here for the summer, despite the arduous trip by riverboat, barge, and then stagecoach.
And the escape from the summer heat in New Orleans really is what drew people to the mountain ranges of West Virginia, and then also the ability to take the cure, take the waters. And so the long, arduous task of building a mansion at the time on the property was pretty incredible. But the individual loved the area so much that he put the investment into it.
After Mr. and Mrs. Henderson died, the railroad bought this cottage back and used it for their most important guests, especially U.S. presidents. This cottage was the Camp David of the day. Now, it's a tribute to all of those presidential memories.
It's preserved as it would have been from the 1800s, and so the furniture, the decor is consistent with what it would have looked like in the middle 1800s. There are artifacts in there from various presidents that have visited.
In all, 26 U.S. presidents have stayed here, the last being Dwight Eisenhower. Also, five different administrations use this building as their official summer White House.